This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So if you go step by step, Aero and commercial planes. They sell Rolls-Royce engines to Boeing. We've agreed to let Rolls-Royce engines and those kind of plane parts to come over tariff-free. And what you're going to hear today is there's going to be an announcement in the UK that they are buying $10 billion worth of Boeing planes later today. But I'm going to let the name of the airline announce it because that's theirs to do it.
Yeah, Howard Lutnick there, responding to this UK trade deal. Let's get to Jimmy, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, Jim Carafano on the line from the Heritage Foundation this morning. Jim, how are you?
Yeah, I'm super happy to hear about that trade deal because I just bought the Tower of London.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. I said that's going to help with my Rolls-Royce purchase, too.
It was either that or the Brooklyn Bridge. They're both up for sale.
How significant is this? I mean, I've heard people kind of claiming that the deal was overblown a little bit in terms of what we gained from it. Do you have any feel? I mean, they're a pretty close trading partner already, weren't they?
Well, I will say this. The first paper that we wrote about a U.S.-U.K. trade deal after the UK left Brexit was, I think, in 2014. So for over 10 years, the US has been unable to secure a trade deal with our closest ally for the last 150 years, and Trump did it in 100 days.
Wow.
So you tell me.
That's a pretty big deal then.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And does it then bode well, you think, Jim? I mean, for these other countries, are they like particularly Europe? Because the EU, I was surprised to see what the trading relationship was there. I mean, they clearly weren't. They were only in working in their own best interest, and we let them get away with it.
Well, the most important thing about all this really is signaling on the global stage how much heft does Donald Trump really carry? Because, you know, the Trump hating has never been more off the scale.
Yes.
But it's always hard when you bump up against reality. And so if the president of the United States, despite all these terrible things everybody's saying about him, he is nailing trade deals with important countries, then people have to reevaluate. And so I think in terms of American leadership in the world, Trump has to show he can deliver to really get past the naysayers. And so I do think these deals are important. And we're seeing is don't look at the specifics of the deals. Look at the behavior of markets and the behavior of businesses. So when you see this unprecedented foreign direct investment in the United States, when you see these incredible purchases that we're seeing, when you're seeing the markets rebound in an incredible way, and you're seeing countries line up to actually sign deals with the United States, it tells you one thing. The world takes Donald Trump seriously, and that's even the cardinals, like the head of elected American Pope, right? Because they didn't want to annoy Donald Trump.
That's the real reason. What kind of implications do you think this has for other countries like China, like India, where we don't have a trade deal yet, but we're certainly hoping one is in the works?
Well, I think some of those deals will come through. For the Chinese, it's a clear signal that they've got that Houston, we have a problem. They don't have a consulate in Houston anymore. But anyway, you get the metaphor. Because one is the Chinese said...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, do business with us instead of America. Well, clearly people are saying, no, we're not going to do that. And the other thing is we're being shut out of markets by the United States. So it really puts the Chinese on their back seat. And I think it's really important for other allies when they see other people closing deals. They're like, well, I want my economy to be a recognized premier global economy. So, forget about BRICS, forget about the 17+1 in China. I want to be able to say to the world, I got a trade deal with Donald Trump. So I think we're going to see more momentum from the good guys and a lot more, I don't know how things are going, from the bad guys.
Yeah. Jim Carafano, our guest from Heritage, on this Houthi deal. Where we've apparently struck some sort of an agreement, a ceasefire with them, I guess. What impact does that have on the fact that they're still in it with Israel? I mean, because we back Israel.
Well, it remains to be seen what that means in practice, because I'm sure everybody saw the news the other day where they fired one missile at the Israeli airport, which hit nothing. And basically, the Israelis made downtown Yemen look like Dresden.
Yes.
So, I think what we can expect from the Houthis is a lot of bluster. But I don't because the United States has completely unleashed Israel to do whatever it wants to the Yemen government. So they may not publicly say we have a ceasefire with Israel, but my guess is they're going to put their heads in the sand because they got a lot of that.
What's your reaction between this building tension between India and Pakistan?
Look, one is I'm absolutely 1,258% convinced that this would never go nuclear. I don't think it can go very far. Neither side benefits from that. That's one. Two is both sides have actually had some embarrassing moments here with their militaries, with planes shot down and missiles and stuff else. So neither one of them looks terribly good right now. I don't see them really taking this escalation. And I see mostly what they're doing now is it's for domestic. Well, it's, signaling against the other guy, but it's also for domestic consumption. Look, I'm being tough. But when your planes are getting shot down, that's just not a good look.
Yeah, it's true. Does it hinder the whatever trade talks are going on with India?
No, I don't think so. I mean, okay. I think the U.S. has been pretty clear that we support India. Van said India, Pakistan, not our fight. That's true. It's actually not our fight. And the Indians aren't looking for us to back them. Matter of fact, that would make them look weak. The Indians don't like that. When they confront the Chinese or the Pakistanis, they actually don't like people to say, oh, well, we'll come help you. We're India. We'll take care of ourselves.
Right.
What they want is they don't want you to back away from them. And we're not doing that.
Well, good. Jim, have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Jim Carafano there from the Heritage Foundation. And I hope you were listening because he said something I hadn't heard before. And the mainstream media certainly didn't report it yesterday. Since Brexit, the United States has been working on a trade deal with the United Kingdom. That was 2014. So that was during the Obama administration. Then through the first Trump administration, and then through the Biden administration. And it took until Donald Trump's first 100 days to get a deal done. and we got it done. So that's a big deal that I had not heard reported in the mainstream media. Coming up, we're going to talk more about more activist judges trying to stop the Trump agenda. We'll be back.